right. Mics are live, man.
Was there a hit me in there?
A hit me?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't come to like the end or something. Crap. Or the beginning. No. I kind of move it around, but it's in there. Eventually, it'll be in there. There was no hit me in that particular one.
Dang
and
it.
You know, you got a hair on the end of your nose or something. I don't know what it is. Oh, there you go. You got it. May have been a napkin or something.
Who knows what I was into?
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you know. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
We were talking to Travis, had some great stuff we were talking before. What were we talking about? Because it was good.
A million things.
Pants.
Oh, yes. Pants. Yeah. Pants.
And the difference between men and women's, between capris and shorts. And
yeah.
I said, I'll never get used to high water pants.
Right.
On men or women. Right. I don't get it. And then Travis pointed out the obvious. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Because those are capri pants.
Yes.
Capri.
Yes.
When you raise girls, you learn these things.
Yeah. Right. See, my daughter was too young. By the time capris didn't come out till she was gone out of the house. She did have the big bell bottoms, though. The hip hugger pants.
Yep,
and
we
the,
all did.
The big bell bottoms. So yep.
I did. Did you have bell bottoms?
Well,
I bet he was like a cowboy
regular,
cut.
They weren't regular bell bottoms. They were cowboy cuts.
Yeah.
They were
right.
Flared at the bottom. Right.
For boots. So the boots.
Yeah,
are
I had to rethink that because I definitely had bell bottoms.
I didn't have any.
For a little bit.
Well, I did have one pair of corduroy bell bottoms.
Yeah.
The corduroy bell bottoms.
Yes, that's what I have is corduroys.
Corduroy
yeah.
Bell bottoms.
Yeah.
Here comes Miss Julie.
Oh, there's a woman approaching us.
Yeah, she's acting like she doesn't know us.
I would act the same way.
I can't believe I walked straight over here.
Yeah. But for punishment.
Usually.
We kind of started without you. I read it from the side, so.
Oh.
Here's what happened. We had these great conversations going on. I'm like, hold it.
Yeah, we had to stop and put it on mic.
This is what
this is what I'm always telling Felicia. Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm like, hold up. I'm
a
little girl
again,
can I?
Yeah, we got it under control. Oh, you need to powder your nose?
I need to powder my nose.
Okay,
I'll be right in.
She didn't hear you. She's... And, she's got... Her pants look like they're supposed to be that length.
Right.
Hers are capri length.
Right.
But they're just below the knee.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
To me, it was what... If I wore pants like that when I was in high school, like what our other lady had on, they would think I was waiting for a flood.
Yeah.
High water pants.
High waters. That's why it was called high waters. Yeah. Yeah. So, but those range like from just below the knee to like probably mid-calf, I think.
Capris.
Capris. Yeah.
Mid-shin. And then I don't know what they are when they go between the shin and the ankle.
I don't know.
What is that? That's like regular pants.
But Travis, you were just pointing out that that some guys wear pants that they're shorts.
They wear shorts that are actually longer than capris. Yes.
But what are they pulled up though? I mean, they're not wearing them on their across their button crack.
No. These guys are mostly wearing these shorts at waist level.
Waist level, and they're
and then they're longer, like.
But they're big leg too, right? They're not bell bottom, but they're just a big leg all the way down.
Yeah, they're just weird to me.
I'm telling you, you should give them shit. Because those are just they're capris.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I always tell them, where's the rest of your britches? You didn't pay full price for that.
Your britches. Do they even use that term anymore, britches?
Britches.
Probably not. Man, there you go. That's
Travis uses, he uses gals too.
Gals?
Yeah, gals.
Oh my God, yeah. Don't call Julie a gal.
She's a gal.
She's a gal.
No, she's a girl. I know, because she hates that, so I'm going to keep calling her a girl. Yeah.
She's not good with gals either, huh?
I don't know.
I think what her retort was is to look up the definition of girls.
Right.
Or of a girl.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
We're going to look up the definition of girl.
A girl, yeah.
Come on.
And she says that's younger. That's not as when you become mature, or like what I like to say, manure, then it becomes, you become a woman at that point, or a lady, I suppose.
Well, lady's a loose term.
Well, I've known some loose ladies.
a young or relatively young woman.
A girl?
It's a girl. Yeah, we had the conversations like that. You didn't want to be called. You didn't like being called girl.
I'm not a girl.
Yeah.
That's why I keep calling you a girl. Yeah. I
know. Ken does it just to irritate you.
I
I'm
do.
Sure.
You have it on the right block and everything, right?
Yeah, you're all set.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, the commercials are right. Yeah, I checked it. Checked it all.
Julie's here trying
to
handle
us. I did. Well, that's
us.
The old. That's the one that I did put it up to my ears so I could hear what the hell was going on, but.
Are you recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
We're recording.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah,
we're recording.
We started.
I'm just late to the game.
We're talking about capri pants. Because why not?
And you have on what I consider capri pants. Those are what
no,
I would call
true. Clam diggers.
Clam
no.
diggers?
No, clam diggers are longer. And then there's capris, and then there's Bermuda, which is right above the knee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Bermuda. Oh, Bermuda.
Yeah,
because
I remember that from shorts. Yeah.
Bermuda men,
shorts.
Men
yeah.
wear Bermuda shorts.
Yeah, these are capris. Yeah.
Well, I was. Okay. I wanted to give.
Were you watching my ass when I was going to the bathroom? Is that what it is?
No, just how long your pants.
No,
were.
We were looking at your pants. Oh. Bottoms
your
of your pants.
Pants. Because. We can
from now on. We apologize.
Celeste has on a pair of what I would call short water pants. But I yeah. guess they're it's the style. I never understood.
Yeah.
That it just looks like she's wearing they shrank. Is what it looks like.
what was that
high
thing?
Waters.
It was either in the 80s, maybe late 80s, early 90s. There was a thing where guys, right? So you would take the bottom of your pants, your normal length pants, and then pull them so that they're tied against your ankle. Wrap that fold
oh, yeah.
around
and
then roll it,
in. It
once or
oh,
twice.
Oh no, roll it. That's right.
And it would hold it there.
Yeah.
So that you get this taper. I'm clueless when it comes to fashion. Surprise on
yeah,
that statement,
really?
Travis.
Yes. Well, the same guy that wore combat boots.
Combat boots with shorts. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good look.
Right? I've been doing it my whole life.
It took him until what? Last year?
Well, 19, 20, somewhere in there.
Yeah, 20. He went to Denver and his buddy was like, wife's well, girlfriend's, what is she? Girlfriend's
yeah.
Son was like.
Jerry's son, yeah. Well,
dude, you need some different shoes.
He didn't actually say that. He wouldn't, he's not rude.
Not
he's not rude enough.
Sorry.
He's not rude enough to just call me
the,
out.
By the way.
But. Yeah, once I bought the shoes.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Once I bought the shoes, then he was like, oh, thank God. You looked like a homeless person.
Like, a homeless person?
Yeah. Sorry, dude.
Is that a step up?
Shorts or what? My shorts and t-shirt and combat boots on. Really worn, raggedy combat
yes,
boots.
Yes, very raggedy.
Yes,
yes. I had a friend. Matter of fact, I bought their house. I know it's hard to believe I had a friend, a lady
with a house.
Friend. It was like
with
a family.
House. With a,
well,
yeah.
her family had the house. Anyway, I had some bell-bottom jeans because I worked at Kilroy's. You remember Kilroy's?
No.
You don't remember Kilroy's?
I don't remember
oh
Kilroy's.
My God! Yeah, downtown had it was a Western wear store, but
okay.
they had Levi's. It was the only place in town you could get 501 Levi's.
Yeah.
You know the button fly Levi's, yeah. and then you. But when Kilroy's. The bell-bottoms came out, those were big as well. So I had a pair of big bells, and she said, hey, I can make those bells bigger. And I'm like, really? So she put, I don't know how many inserts, but it had a bell that was like,
dude.
I mean, it's like swish. It's
how
like
do you even
dress
walk
down
with
there.
That?
Oh, man, I never took them off.
Did
my
really?
Mom used to get so mad at me. She goes, would you stand those up in the corner so I could wash them?
They wore platform shoes just so they could.
Yeah, the jeans were faded. I wore sandals. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sandals
yeah.
Floppy.
Yeah.
You know, and it was the sandals that it just had the strap around your toe.
Right.
You know, your big toe. That was
right.
it. And then
right.
I don't know, maybe around the back. Too. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and then,
awesome.
And then my dad, you know, my hair got real long. He made me cut it. He made my mom cut it into what I call a butch cut.
Ah, right.
You know, yeah. Didn't look quite right. Short-haired hippie, you just don't ever hear of a short-haired hippie.
It doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah.
Bald, maybe. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
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 That's why I started growing my hair as soon as I got out of the military. So my father would not let either one of us, Brian didn't care, well, mostly, but he didn't let our hair go past, we couldn't go past our collar, like to the top of our collar. It couldn't be that long. And so we always had to have, well, it started off as that the little boy haircut, Remember that?
I do, yeah.
So, yeah, we used to get the little boy haircut.
A butch or a flat top.
Or Mesa Barber Shop. We used to go there all the time. And
now, has it always been in the same location there in...
In the Mesa Shopping Center.
In the Mesa Shopping Center?
Yeah, there was there, and Ben Franklin's was in there, and Mesa Drug was in there. So we'd go to the drugstore and Ben Franklin's and the barbershop and the whole thing.
Get a haircut.
Yeah.
My grandmother actually worked in Mesa Drug.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
She did. She was a soda jerk. And
cool, man.
Drug, yeah.
Yeah.
She, I don't know. She was in her 60s when the soda jerk in Mesa Drug.
So, yeah, I always wanted my hair longer, and Dad wouldn't let it happen. So I left home and promptly went in the military. And then they peeled it.
Right.
And so I was bald and then a buzz cut. And then I had to keep it within regulations, which is super short. And as soon as I got out, I was like, yeah, we're growing this. We're doing it. So I've only cut it one time since. It was for a job interview for a job that I did not get. I was like, screw that then.
Let it
grow.
That
didn't work. I'm letting it grow.
I was allowed to let my hair grow my senior year, but then I was in management. I was managing a store a month or 2 months after I graduated high school. I was managing the Kilroy store in Roswell, New Mexico. And so, you know, a Western Wear store, I was in management until...
Yeah.
It did get long when I moved to Durango and was a bum.
Sure.
You know, got really long. And now it's probably longer than it's been in a long time.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, it is getting... You were messing with it earlier. I'm like, oh, he's playing with his hair. Look at it.
And I never let it get close to the ears.
No.
I've never let it get close to the ears.
Yeah. Yeah, Travis starts freaking out. He's like, oh, God, I need to cut my hair. And it's like half an inch long, something like that.
Well, see, you're lucky because it's still pretty good on top, right? Mine's thinning out, and so the only reason I'm growing it this long is I'm going to pull a Trump, and I'm going to
wrap it up. Yeah, up and over the top, man.
Yeah, and I can grow it longer on my ears, too, so that's going to...
His hairline just keeps getting further back, is all
Yeah.
You know, I worry about it, because for years, I lose more hair than many people have. So
yes.
Every single time I run a rake through my hair. I'm dragging out handfuls, like massive mats. Can I have one more? We have
Please.
An amazing bartender.
Say hello, Destiny.
Hello.
There we go.
Hi, Destiny.
Did you want another as well?
Yes, I'll take another.
But yeah, just massive amounts of hair.
Yeah, I want something. I know you want to know.
David
now.
Always
Can you smell
wants
the wood?
Are you going to leave it a secret, or are you just going to write it in
no,
a note
no,
and give it to her
let's
later?
Let's go to break so that I can
talk
to her. Yeah. Go to break. Since she gave me the finger, let's go to break.
Yeah, Julie gave us the finger,
the right
so screw you, too. We'll go to break.
The middle one.
David and Ken need to take a little break. Sit tight and listen to some sponsors.
Looking for a fun way to cool off and enjoy some river action this summer?
Dave and I suggest Desert River Guides. It's great for your entire family.
Check out their website. That's at desertriverguides.com. Make your reservations today.
Or you can give them a call, 505-427-7734. That's 505-427-7734.
Desert River Guides, 109 East Pinon Street in Farmington, New Mexico.
Hi, my name is Tammy Reiser, and I'm the owner of Encore Coffee. I'm a retired teacher in 2019, diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. I wasn't quite ready to be done yet. My son actually came up with the name Encore because it's my second act, and I wanted to give back to the community that took such good care of me during my cancer treatment. So for more information, it's EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Oh, hi there. I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
Okay, strap yourselves in. They're back.
We used to ride our bikes over there.
Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
That was the only place.
Yeah, it wasn't that far.
We couldn't
go
to the pool, but we could go to Ben Franklin's.
Right.
From our house.
Yeah.
And all you needed was a quarter.
And it was so cool in there.
Yeah.
Man. They had all kinds of stuff.
It was a five and dime, right?
Yep.
Yeah. There was a TG TGNY, yeah, Five and Dime as well. Here for a while.
Did you know that Ben Franklin was the beginning of kind of the Walmart empire?
I can believe that.
Yeah.
I can believe that.
That's how they got started.
You think it's where they got the idea?
Happening. Julie's passing me notes.
You're not supposed to see that. Talking about.
But no. So, did I ever?
Now you're gonna have to share it.
No, I'm not gonna.
Under the table. Hello. You're not supposed to talk about it when it comes from under the table.
What is it? Ooh. Oh, they're Spanish. There's Spanish in there.
It's in Spanish. It's written in Spanish.
Wait. This is a chlamydia pamphlet. In Spanish.
Is there an English
chlamydia?
Que es la chlamydia?
I just want to help him with his Spanish, you know.
Well, there's a turn.
De persona de persona.
Chlamydia. You're handing out chlamydia.
It passes from person to person.
Yeah.
Oh, there's pictures. All right, hold on. How does this work?
Hold on.
This conversation is interesting.
Apparently, this is the picture of an hombre.
Hombre.
Yes.
Is that an hombre?
It's an hombre right there.
Probably mujer, huh?
And, well, there's extra appendages.
On the hombre.
Oh my God! Thank you, Julie. That's most informative.
How nice of her. I guess she doesn't realize that you don't sleep around.
Can I have that?
Yeah. Hey, go try it.
I'm gonna need that.
Might need that. At some
point.
Habla
español?
At some point. Used to poquito. When I was married.
Wow.
My ex. Father-in-law's dad wouldn't talk to me except in Spanish.
You know, she only does that stuff because she cares.
It's because she cares. Yes.
Public service.
She gives me foreign language,
English.
Sexually transmitted disease pamphlets. Thank you.
That's so when you go to Mexico the next time.
Trying to inform me and it's no help at all. It's just no help.
Now I've totally forgot. What were we even talking about?
I don't know, but the next time I meet a Spanish woman, one that cannot speak English, I'm going to hand her this and
ask her to read it to you.
And I don't know what to say.
Misha will translate it for you.
Okay?
Okay.
yeah, get Felicia to trick. Yeah, that might be fun. Yeah. Get to Felicia.
No entiendo.
No entiendo at all. No.
Speaking of which, by the time this is going to already be aired, and it's going to be out a couple of weeks, but
yeah.
You had the ladies of Felk.
I did.
On the think tank. And what was Felicia cussing at the beginning? Is that why that's all bleeped out there? What's the
No,
name?
It's censored. Did you not have the volume up?
I did not, no. Oh. Well, I just saw it. I thought I'd seen the whole thing already, but apparently I didn't.
Yeah. So you need to watch the whole episode.
I will.
I was just being me. That's all I was doing. Felicia was being
like
her. She was in the back seat. She's like, hey, can you let me know when we're recording? Because I have to clean my nose. And I'm like, total straight face, like, well, as far as you know, we're not recording. She's like, well, how will I know then? And she's cleaning her nose. She's like, how will I know then? I'm like, well, the blue light on your microphone will be flashing and the red light on the cameras will be flashing. So she checks both of those things.
And they're on?
And she's like, we're recording, dude. Cabron.
She did call you Cabron. Yeah, now did. I did hear that.
Yeah, so I censored her cleaning her nose.
Well, that was gentlemanly.
It was.
The video of her cleaning her nose still in there? Because that's the part we want.
He left the video, but he censored
it. There. Yeah. I just blocked off her face so that we couldn't see that. No one wants to see that.
Oh, that's funny. That's Ken's think tank, for those of you that don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
That's always a free plug.
It was a super fun episode.
It was. It looked real cute. I mean... Yeah, I was
anytime there's ladies in the car with Ken, it's cute. Otherwise,
true.
It's not.
It is. Yeah. Listen up, ladies.
Yeah, he needs somebody. Always looking for somebody for that show, right? To ride.
Yeah.
Well, give the criteria. What's the criteria to be on Ken's Think Tank?
Have something to talk about.
It has to be low because I've been on it twice. So
you have to have a topic, something you want to talk about. And it can't be promoting your business. We're not doing that. That's not what the show's about.
Okay. It's not about promoting business.
Whatever your topic is.
We were able to promote our podcast.
The example I always use is, here we are on a man's show talking about that. So the example I always use is Jenny Lee Ryan got a hold of me and she was like, I want to come here and show and I want to talk about feminism and pop culture. I'm like, bring it. Let's do
no
it.
No kidding. Yeah.
We will do that show. So we did. Yeah. So whatever topic you want to talk about, it don't matter.
Okay. Well,
as long as it's interesting. And at least somewhat family friendly, you know.
Well, I felt bad that I didn't get a musician for you fast enough for this week.
Yeah.
But I want you to look into Gabe Lucero, who's been on my other show.
Right.
Great guy. He's been in Nashville. He's walked the streets and, you know, trying to pound out. He's got eight or nine CDs out.
Cool.
He's got records that have been acclaimed. By whatever organization, I don't know.
So there's a possibility he could start recording, or not recording here, but start playing here?
Yes.
You just passed that on to management here at Traeger's.
I did.
To see if they might want
to. That's what I wanted to talk to Celeste about, because he's looking, he usually just played his own stuff and a lot of country, older country kind of stuff, but he's expanded his repertoire. And so now he's playing everything, man. I mean, everything. So he's just wanting to get back out there.
Right on.
Yeah. He's a good guy, too.
Right on.
Great, great guy. And he's helping. Rin and I are going to record a song. So we're writing a song. He's helping us write a song. And we're also going to remake Band of Gold by Frida Payne. Do you remember that
Band
song?
Band of Gold.
Yeah, Band of Gold.
I might know it.
Years ago, I said that this song, Peace of My Heart by Janis Joplin, should be remaked into a country song. This is years ago. And I tried to get a certain person to do that. And I think everybody knows that person. But I won't say the name. I don't want to embarrass her. But she refused to do it. Said it was, she didn't do that kind of music. Period. Nothing. Not screaming. I said, no, we're going to do it country.
Okay, I know that song.
So,
yeah.
Oh, the Band of Gold song?
Yeah.
So I said, I'm telling you, it's a hit. Fast forward 7 years or 8 years, I think, Carrie Underwood takes that song, re-records it, and takes it to the top 10.
Nice.
Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
No, not Carrie Underwood. Oh. The one married to Tim McGraw.
Faith Hill. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, took it to a top 10 hit. So now, and you know, I probably shouldn't be saying this, but I want to do Band of Gold, and I want to make that into a country, because that's dying to be a country song.
Right.
Band of Gold. You know, she got left at the altar.
Yeah.
So, So Ren and I are going to recut it. Gabe Lucero is going to write the music.
No, she didn't get left at the altar in that song.
Well.
They got married. After they took their vows, they went and
he left.
They spent that night separate.
Because that's why she has the Band of Gold and not a diamond.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, she would still have the diamond, but.
Anyway, she got left. And the thing about the song, it has kind of a cheery beat to it. When you listen to it, you don't think it's a sad song. But when you hear the words, it's like, oh, crap.
Listen to the words.
Oh, I can't remember the other one. I hear it all the time. Yeah.
Male Encounters, and they got an exclusive on the Band of Gold. We're going to get recut. It'll be done by Ren. We'll see what happens. And music by Gabe Lucero.
Okay. We should all record songs. What would you record, Travis?
I don't sing, so.
Sure, you can. Anybody can sing.
That's not the question, though.
You know, I used to do Randy Travis songs in karaoke, so that's probably what I would do. Digging Up Bones or something like that.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
Probably. That's my go-to karaoke song, because I can actually carry that tune a little bit.
Okay.
But,
I like Randy Travis.
I would like to see him at karaoke. Have you been to karaoke with him?
Not exactly. We do some karaoke stuff at
but you guys are drunk as scones at the campground.
That's usually when I sing karaoke. I was about 4 Jack Daniel's lemonades in when I started that song. That was at Chelsea's in the mall, if that tells you how long ago that was.
Oh, yeah, I remember that place.
Right.
Yeah. I had a standing bar tab. Back when I had the bus station, I had a standing bar tab at Chelsea's in the mall. And we lived just down the street.
Did you ever pay it? Is that whether?
Oh, no, yeah, I paid it. I paid it. But, you know, I had to invite all my clients over, and, you know, yeah. I'd buy their drinks all night. So, right. yeah, I'd walk out of there with a $400 tab.
Speaking of paying tabs, I kind of got stuck with y'all's last week after you recorded. Because you left.
Yeah, she's not telling the whole story.
You left and
I told David him I'd pay.
Forgot his wallet.
Oh no.
Yeah. And so I'm standing there going, okay, I guess I'll get it.
So well I'm trying to work out a deal with
Celeste.
That
was pretty slick, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay. He's like, dude, slick. No, I got you. I'm like, cool, I'm out.
Yeah. And you left, yeah. So I had to go up there and I said, well, I'm Dave's sugar mama here.
So. Right. Nice.
Got it back.
So make sure somebody pays for the drinks.
You got it back.
He did.
I paid it back. Plus, I paid for part of her and her lovely husband's dogs from the doghouse over here.
Hey, you should never interrupt a streak. So we'll just have you pay again tonight. It's fine.
I forgot my wallet. Sorry.
Yeah. I do have my wallet. It's in the car. The wallet is in the car, I swear to God. Because I made sure that I had it.
That's awesome.
So, wait. Next break, I'm going to the car. Yeah, I was like, oh crap,
I forgot my wallet again.
But it's Ken's turn to buy, so I'm okay.
Yeah, I got this.
I like to stay one ahead, but... Jillie was like, no, you don't. When I took her the money, she said, no, you don't have to pay me. I said, yes, I do. You don't understand. Yeah. That's just way too embarrassing for me.
They thought it was hilarious.
Oh, they did. They got a big. Well, I was working a deal out with Celeste. Hey, can I bring it to you tomorrow? Can I bring whatever?
Right.
She goes, well, if you can bring it, because, you know, they already got it in the register.
They got to close it out.
Yeah, they got to close it out. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, I'll run home. And Jillie goes, so I'm back here telling Jillie, I'm going to have to run to the house. She goes, well, I'll just get it. I'm like, oh, I can't ask you to do that. Nah, I'll get it for you. Don't worry about it.
Whatever happened to the days when you could, like, work it off, you know? The dishwasher. Yeah. Like, I'll wash some dishes.
I even ask.
I'll mop the floor. Whatever. They don't even do that anymore.
$15 an hour, it only takes 2 hours to pay for drinks now.
I'll bet if you
offer
to clean the bathroom.
Right? Oh, yeah. Offer to clean the bathroom.
Yeah, they'll do
probably
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you... You were probably with us. You were probably part of that crew. We used to get into the see movies for free. Because we'd show up at the movie theater and we'd talk to the manager or whoever was there, make a deal. Like, hey, when they clear out, we'll go in there and clean up all their disgusting crap and you'd let us watch the movie. And they're like, yeah, do it, man.
You never had to work a walkie horror picture show, did you?
No. But, I mean, we were young boys. We didn't care about the sticky floors and what might have come out of people's mouths and whatever.
Yeah, your floor was already sticky.
Like, whatever, I don't care. We didn't even wash our hands after we cleaned up.
No, I never cleaned a movie theater.
COVID be damned.
Yeah, I did that.
All right, well, let's take a break. I want to talk about that.
Back teeth are starting to float. Time to take a little potty break. Here, check out some sponsors.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
Whether buying or selling, our experienced realtors at Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door are here to help. Come see us in beautiful downtown Farmington, New Mexico at 228 West Main Street. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
InterWest Concepts is the proud producer of wonderful podcasts like Male Encounters of the Life Kind, The Glower Chronicles, and the flagship that started it all, The General's Wake-Up Call. From TV and radio production to assisting with your next podcast idea, InterWest can do it all. To find out how to become a part of the family, head on over to our webpage,
interwestconcepts.com.
All right, bladder's emptied. Here's David and Ken.
Oh my God, the stories are flying.
Did it have to do with body hair?
No.
The people from France.
You know, I was a senior in high school working at Kilroy's, right? Yeah. And we talked about the dressing rooms being a bathroom. So this this film crew was coming through town. They were filming, you know, probably on the Bistai somewhere. They were out, you know, everybody comes here to film.
Yeah.
So they're French, and I had taken French.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm trying to talk and help them, right? They want to try on 501 jeans. They had never seen them before.
Right.
Levi 501. Yeah. Shrink to fit.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, so they think with the size that they want, they're holding them up, yeah, kind of holding. And so I said, okay, well, the dressing room's right. And I turn around, and the woman is taking her pants off right there in the aisle. She drops trowel right there and puts the 501s on. She goes, they're too big. And I said, no, they're going to shrink. And I'm standing there going.
And now they're all wet.
Yeah. We're on radio, so the face he was making was pretty entertaining.
Yeah. Come on, I was 17 years old.
I know.
Yeah. You know, and a woman in French cut panties, you know, you just don't get an opportunity to see that.
Yeah, Americans are pretty prudish. We're lightening up a little bit, but we've been historically pretty prudish compared to the Europeans, yeah.
Well, I said something. I said, hey, we have a dressing room for that. She goes, oh, we just do that right here.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
What's the big deal?
You want to try on the top?
Yeah. I'll find you a lot more things to try on.
Right.
Yeah, here's a bra.
There was like two guys and three women that were just models. I mean, you know, French knockouts. I'm just like, oh, man, I went home that night. I'm just like, I come walking in the door, and I know it was all over my face. My dad's like, what's up with you?
I had a good day at work.
Yeah.
Really good day.
I wondered why you were so late getting home. Well, that's a long story. But those bathrooms are really clean. I mean, the dressing rooms are really clean. Yeah.
You know, tangent story from that one is working wardrobe backstage at stage shows.
Oh, yeah, I've done that too. That's fun.
Yeah, it is fun because they don't give one crap.
No.
They just need a wardrobe change.
And they hurry.
So they just come back quick, and it's like you see in the movies, but they stage those so they just drop off, but they just come back. They're like,
yeah.
And like everything just comes off and then you got to have their new stuff ready to like
ready to go.
Put them in it real quick. Yeah.
That's how dance dads have to do dance costumes.
Right.
And then when you go to nationals and they want to throw you in jail because you're the only man backstage.
Yeah.
Doing
with all these young
with
girls.
All the young girls. Yeah. Anaheim PD really wanted to talk to me after I told the security guard to go F himself off and I was going to help my daughter change.
Yeah.
And then so it took the dance coach and the other coach and one of the other dads to go, he's the only one here that can help his daughter because the rest of us are busy helping her own. She has 13 minutes to change costumes.
You're not back there creeping on young girls. You're helping your daughter. So
there's a big difference.
Yeah.
Big difference. Because I had daughters that young too. So
yeah, it was pretty funny. Because when I come out, the Anaheim PD standing there at the door, and I come out, and they're like, "We need to talk to you." And I'm like, "For what? You weren't supposed to be back there." I said, "I'm a dad. That's my daughter back there, and well, there's other girls there." So
and
I've been changing clothes with my daughter for 4 years already. All those girls know me.
Yeah.
Also, the majority of the girls that were back there knew you anyway.
Yeah,
right?
all the dance girls and the moms. You know, most of the moms are like, "Oh no, he's fine. Let him come back." Because they knew how much time we had to get done.
Yeah.
It took quite a bit to get me not arrested for disobeying a direct order from a security guard. But we won national champions, so I was
perfect.
Good.
It was all worth it.
Yeah, it was all worth it.
You just spent the night in jail for national champions.
Yeah, right? Almost did anyway. If it wasn't for my law-abiding attitude, the security guard would have probably been sleeping and the officers would have had to arrest me for something else.
Yeah, you tend to get into more trouble when you beat up the security guard.
Yeah, that's when they get after you.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to spend a night in jail?
No.
I almost did. Oh, Julie!
Julie's raising. Julie's the only one at this table.
I've been detained, but I've never had to stay the night.
I've been detained.
Wow.
I've been hauled to the station.
She didn't want to share it.
She's like, this is a different story, not for today.
You want to share it? You got to share it.
It's no biggie. What was it all night? It was until about 2:30 in the morning. It was back in the day when we had curfew.
Yeah.
And there was this guy that a few of us just really hated. And so I had a boyfriend at the time that had an El Camino, And so I'm riding in the front with in the El Camino. We had three guys in the back, and we went and got a bunch of eggs.
Yeah.
Went over, and the guys in the back just egged the crap out of this guy's house.
Yeah.
And took off, and when the cop and his mom, unfortunately, was outside smoking a cigarette when we did it. We didn't know it. Got the license, so the cops stopped us, and it was like 15 minutes after curfew. So I was an accessory to vandalism and curfew violation because I was 17.
Yeah,
went to jail. They kept us there for a while before they called our parents. And that's the one that saved. Well, that's what saved my life, is because my mom was so mad that they had waited so long to call her, because they got us at 12:15, and they didn't call her till like 2:30, and so she was more angry with them for not calling her right away.
Right,
they
said, have my daughter.
We were teaching her a lesson. Yeah. It's like bullshit. We're you're supposed to call me.
Yeah.
So I've been arrested. So juvenile record.
I not when I was a juvenile, but I've had in those days. You know, we'd get a case of beer.
Yeah.
Actually, it was the first time my buddy and I ever had enough money to get a whole case of beer. Usually, we did the dollar bottle of wine, right? Yeah. We had $3, get three bottles, down each one, and then split the second one and split the last one. Boone's Farm, Annie Green Springs, all of that. Yeah. Anyway, had a case. We got enough money. We had a case of beer. Had it in the trunk, right?
Yeah.
And so we're driving around, and I said something to Roy, my buddy. I said, let's get a beer. And so we get out, open the trunk, grab a beer, get back in. Apparently, there was a cop, a block over watching. He also knew. What are you hitting over there?
She can't get enough.
Yeah.
She has to listen to recorded shows and us live.
So he pulls over and pulls us over. And we were all like on the outskirts of town, right? And so he comes up the door. Well, he knew my dad. Actually, he lived right around the corner from us. And so he goes, "Hey, Dave, what you got there?" And I said, "Oh, just got this one beer." He goes, let's see what's in the trunk.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in deep crap, man. I'm in deep, deep doo-doo. We get around to the back of the trunk, open it up, and I'm just standing there with my head down. He goes, "Well, start opening them up." And I'm like, "What?" "Yeah, we're going to pour every one of those out on the ground."
Yeah.
He goes, "We can either do that, or I can take you to the police station and call your dad. What do you want to do?"
Right.
And I'm like, "Roy, grab a can. Let's start pouring
them out."
Poured every single one of those puppies out.
That hurts worse than anything, man. Pouring out, having to pour out alcohol.
That's one of Jerry's stories from when she was a kid. She lived up on La Plata. Of course, everyone up there knew her. And everyone up there knew that she was dating Rod Seaton at the time.
Who?
Rod.
Rod.
And so they were underage, or at least she was. He might have been on the verge, somewhere in there. Anyway, they were like hanging out in the car somewhere and having a beer. He was drinking a beer, and he had more beer in the car. And so he, again, same thing, same situation. Somebody saw him, and the cop went over and was like, "Hey, you need to pour that out." And he's like, "No, I ain't pouring this out. I paid good money for this."
Yeah.
And he's like, you need to pour it out, or I'm gonna have to take you in. And he's like, "Are you not hearing me, you dumb son of a bitch? I paid good money for this beer. I'm not pouring it out." He's like, "Get out of the car then." And so it ended up in the police blotter that Rod Seaton was taken in and an unidentified La Plata girl trying to protect her identity, which did not work.
They already knew who that was.
Yeah, everyone knew who the unidentified La Plata girl. That's one of Jerry's nicknames, unidentified La Plata girl.
Oh, I like that even better.
That's a good one. That's her notorious, huh?
Yeah.
She put that on all her stuff.
She's the unidentified La Plata girl.
Did you drink a lot in high school?
No, I drank zero in high school. Nothing. I didn't drink until I left and went in the Air Force. I ended up at Keesler Air Force Base in Mississippi. It was legal to drink at 18. And part of the reason I didn't drink is because I didn't like beer. It was gross. I didn't like it either, but
a drunk's a drunk.
So it was legal to drink at 18. We could go to the Airman's Club and order wine coolers. So I used to order Seagram's wine coolers.
Nice.
And he's got long hair, and that's why we call him Alice now.
Yeah, Travis calls me Alice.
yeah, that's kind of sissy.
Yeah. What was that thing I was just telling you about? The TNA. TNA, TNA, Travis and Alice.
Yes.
That, Travis what was it?
Was
and
that,
Alice.
Was that podcast?
Podcast, something
maybe,
like that.
Maybe
yeah,
we Travis and I need to start a podcast called TNA.
TNA. I like it.
Look on her face, yeah. She's like, really?
I like TNA, it.
Travis I'll and TNA. Alice.
I'll be glad to produce it for you.
Yeah.
I have no clue what you're going to talk. Is it going to be like this when we just
have
to talk
no
about
idea.
Crap yeah. or what?
We were talking yeah. about something.
I don't remember what we were talking about. That we was alcohol induced.
Oh, yeah. It always sounds better when you're drunk.
I know.
When you wake
yeah.
up. Yeah. I've done that. I used to keep a little recorder by my bed.
Does always start with dude.
Yeah.
You know, we could do.
Dude, we should.
We should do a show. Yeah. And the next morning we're like, dude, what were we talking about last night?
Talking about?
I don't know. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, though.
You need to start recording it on your phone. Just start, and you listen the next day, and then like, you'll go, no, nah, I don't think so, because I used
idea.
To do that, too.
No, that just makes you stop drinking. That's
yeah.
what that
well, I don't think it ever can make me stop drinking. Yeah. Well, listen, I think our fine engineer is, like, giving us the finger again.
She gave us two that time.
Did she?
Yeah. Was it one, how many fingers was it, Julie?
It was...
Just oh. Oh, she gave me the right finger this time.
Oh, is that the right,
right
one?
Finger?
I thought that
yeah,
was the...
because I'm number two.
Yes, right.
Oh. There was a number two finger. It was. It wasn't the number one finger. It was the number two finger. She finally figured it out.
She's like, oh, yeah, I'll show you.
Yeah. Let me show you
I'm
this
starting
finger.
Starting to learn this
yeah.
guy.
Yeah. It's all the right, longest well. Finger. That's all I'm going to say.
Travis, do you have any words of wisdom that you would like to
no, I don't have any or, words of wisdom. I'm retired
impart
and
upon
staying
us?
Focused.
You're retarded? What do you say?
Yes, retired.
Oh, retired.
Retired and just focusing on me. So
yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah.
Julie, you want to add any last words?
Somebody's paying for my drink.
Oh.
This time.
Yes.
This time.
And I'm going to, as soon as we get this off, I'm running out to the car and make sure my wallet's in there. I know I brought it on
before
purpose.
Before Ken leaves, find yeah. your wallet.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, Ken's buying mine, too. Any, yes, any last words, Ken?
Always use the longest finger.
Always leave. All right, well, here's an old trucker's one. Up. You know, since we've been reminiscing, keep the big one between the ditches and the little one in your britches.
All right.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I've heard that
that's
one
all
before.
I got. Yeah. Yeah, that's an oldie.
Yeah.
Oldie but goodie. It's one of those 10-4 good buddy down the road.
Yep.
Rubber duck.
Rubber duck.
Rubber duck.
Tire side down.
We're good. Kill us.
Kill us.